Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic, my friend, and that topic is simply rich rep, poor rep. Many years ago, there was a book written by Robert Kiyosaki called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And no matter what you thought of its contents, if you had the opportunity to read it, it did make the whole world think that there are sometimes very small components that separate the successful from the unsuccessful, the rich from the poor, as it were. And same thing holds true in running your own home-based businesses, in your entrepreneurial endeavors. There are small differences that separate those who succeed from those who do not. There's a small group that are the ones that whose names are always going to be called, who are going to move up the ladder and achieve higher ranks and make it to the next level of success, while others seem to struggle and fledge along and never hit the mark. There are a few components that we want to outline in our introductory series of Rich Rep, Poor Rep. We'll revisit this with the different components from time to time, and we want to outline what is it that makes one person more successful than another. When it comes to running your own show, what is it that separates you from the rest of the pack? I'm going to give you just a few of them in this segment, and then we'll pick it up at another time. First, we want to outline that first component that separates the successful representative from that one that struggles is mentorship. Yes, my friends and neighbors, mentorship. Michael Jordan had a coach. Tiger Woods has a coach. Tom Brady has a coach. These are some of the greatest athletes in their respective sports of all times. And you may say, well, that's athletics. You know, that doesn't apply to business. Well, let me argue that the president has a cabinet. CEOs have boards of directors, and you must have a mentor. You may say, well, hey, I believe I can succeed without a mentor. The question may arise, can a person truly achieve phenomenal success without mentorship? The answer is yes. There is a small population of society that can do it. And I'm going to tell you how to do it. All you've got to do is go to your local convenience store. Give the clerk 6 numbers that you pick randomly out of your head. He'll give you a lottery ticket in exchange. And if the numbers you pick match what you see on television, then you don't need a mentor. You don't have any reason to get one if you can win the lottery. Outside of the lottery winners, my friends and neighbors, I would submit to you that every person needs a mentor. You need someone that has been where you're trying to go, that has achieved the level of success that you're looking for. I tell people all the time that one of my business goals is to build a billion-dollar organization. And as such, I've been fortunate enough to meet 9 billionaires in my lifetime. And as such, everybody that is wanting to get to a particular level has to meet someone and be mentored by someone who has achieved that level of greatness. That's how you win in business. Again, the president surrounds himself with a cabinet. They have various backgrounds, and someone specializes in this and another specializes in that, and he knows where to go for the information he's seeking. So the question becomes, how do I connect with a mentor? That's the big key. How do I connect with a mentor? Let me give you a few key points. First, we pursue the mentor. Remember, you chase the mentor. He doesn't chase you. If you've ever seen those old kung fu movies, I remember the one where the older man is sitting in front of the young boy, and he says, when you can snatch the pebble from my hand, then you can leave. You see also in other kung fu movies where the young kung fu upstart is chasing after the kung fu master, begging him if he would do his best to coach and train and develop him so he can have the same skills. The same token, my friends and neighbors, we must pursue the mentor. Let me ask you, what mentor are you pursuing? Who are you chasing after that you are looking to help you become greater and greater in business? Is there a mentor that you have in your mind that you say, if I could be mentored by someone, I'd love for it to be this person? Well, I challenge you, pursue pursue them. Send them an email. Make a phone call if you've got a number. Do the things that you have to do to connect with them. There is a gentleman that I am pursuing, a mentor, as it were, a guy who has built a $16 billion business in less than 5 years, and he's out of New York, and I've sent people to connect with him, and I am pursuing him so that I can have 1 hour or more of his time. After you pursue the mentor, the next step is to persist. Persist. Remember, one mentorship session does not make you a mentee. You've got to continue to the next session, and then the one after that, and the one after that, and so forth and so on. There's not an instance where the professional sports athletes don't have a coach. They always have a coach. It is a persistent process. There's not an instance where they're not constantly receiving advice on how to get better. You can even see it in a football game. A team will walk over to the sidelines and they've got pictures that they're flipping to look at the plays that were run while they were on the field just a few moments earlier. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to be persistent in your pursuit of a mentor. Don't be satisfied with one session. You want to get session after session after session to make sure you've got it all. The next component is you want to practice. The best way to show appreciation to your mentor is to implement the recommendations that he or she provides. I can't stress it enough, my friends. When you're practicing, that's how you get better, because you're taking the information and you're saying to yourself, I'm going to do this and I'm going to make it work for me. It's not whether or not it will work. It will work if it is put into practice. Oftentimes, our mistake as mentees is we hear information, we get excited about the information, we try it one time, and then we put it on the shelf. Have you ever purchased a book that you looked at the front cover and maybe read the inside of a couple of pages, and you thought it would be the book that you wanted to get? You purchased it, and then time went on, and you never picked it up, and you never read it. You put it on the shelf, and then, of course, that book never made it into your mind. It only made it into your hand. My friends, I say practice. And finally, I also recommend pay. If you have to hop on a plane or purchase lunch, whatever you've got to do to get closer to your mentor, everybody understands paying for almost everything. If you have a son or daughter in driver's ed, you're paying for them to go to driver's ed. No matter what you do, if at the gym, you pay for a personal trainer. By the same token, the greatest investment is to pay for or invest in mentorship. Benjamin Franklin once said, the man that pours his purse into his head has made the greatest investment of all time. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, make sure that you are doing the things necessary to connect with that mentor. That's the first segment of our Rich Rep, Poor Rep series. And if you enjoy this training, you'll love the online video soft skills courses offered by Success Training Institute. Simply contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.